Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The man accused of murdering Carly McBride in Muswellbrook has been found guilty. After deliberating for more than 2 weeks, the jury this morning delivered the guilty verdict that Sale Kenneth Newson murdered Carly McBride in 2014 and dumped her body in a shallow grave at Owens Gap near Scone. The 43-year-old, upon hearing the verdict, reportedly looked directly at the jury and said, "You've got it wrong," repeatedly, saying he is innocent. The case against Newson was circumstantial with no scientific evidence found, but it was found that there was enough pieces of the puzzle to add up to Newson being guilty. Meantime, a dance teacher is facing court over the alleged sexual abuse of students in the Hunter. Detectives have been investigating inappropriate behaviour by a Port Stephens dance teacher towards a number of students since March and have arrested a 27-year-old man. He's been charged with 12 offences, including 3 counts of indecent assault of a person under 16 years of age. Police will allege in court that the man, who is a dance teacher, sexually abused 4 students and a girl aged between 12 and 17 who were known to him between 2013 and 2019. The man was refused bail and investigations are continuing. While the tougher COVID-19 restrictions are only for Greater Sydney, the Blue Mountains, Wollongong and the Central Coast, if you've been to any of those places, some things apply. According to the government's COVID face covering legislation gazetted yesterday, if you've been to Greater Sydney in the previous 14 days and are now out of Greater Sydney and in the Upper Hunter, for instance, you must wear a face mask. The only exceptions are a person aged 12 years or under and a person with physical or mental health illness or conditions or a disability that makes wearing a face mask unattainable. And there are mixed opinions in the New England electorate on their MP now being the Deputy Prime Minister, but Barnaby Joyce says that's life. The New England MP has been in the role not even a week after beating former leader Michael McCormack in a leadership spill on Monday in a party room meeting. Barnaby Joyce says some people like him and some people don't, and that's fine.
If you start basing your opinions on rumours, then we're all in trouble. Some women don't like me, and they have every right to, and I get that, and I respect that. And other people do like me, and I have to say, some blokes don't like me. Some blokes can't stand me. And that's called life. And if you put yourself forward in politics, you're going to get both.
The Blues have completed their final New South Wales-based training session ahead of Origin 2 on Sunday night. Their camp will move from Kingscliff across the border to Brisbane tomorrow. Daniel Saifiti from the Newcastle Knights will be running out once again. The women's team has finished its captains round the Sunshine Coast today ahead of their clash tomorrow night. Upper Hunter locals Yasmin Meeks and Bridie Parker are, of course, a part of the Sky Blues. That's your latest local news and sport. I'm Jessica Rouse.